Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Thursday, May 12th, 2016. With me today, I have Dave Hamilton. How are you, Dave?
I'm well today. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. And it's great to have you here. And Brian Chaffin, how's it going for you?
It's like Dave set me up because I'm unwell today.
Oh, well, you know, stay close to the mic, but cover your mouth when you cough. We don't want anyone to get sick.
That's true. Yeah, we don't. Definitely not.
Yeah. And I hope you feel better soon.
Oh, thanks, man.
And I'm going to try one of your segues. Hey, here's something that might make you feel better. We have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is Bushel. And Bushel, I've been using their service for like a little over a year now, and I've been really happy. And what Bushel does is it lets you take all those different devices that you have, your iPhones, your iPads, your Macs, and keep track of all the settings for everything in one place. Make sure that you have all the right settings on all your devices. You can manage email account settings. You can make sure that the right apps are in the right places. You can track and see what version of the operating system is on what device. If something gets lost, you can track it. If you need to wipe the device remotely because it's been stolen, you can do that too. And it's a really great way to easily keep track and manage all these devices that you need to keep track of and manage for your business or even for your home. So it's easy to use, just a simple web interface, and it's not intimidating. You don't need some fancy IT degree or certification to be able to use this. You just need to be able to type bushel.com/TDO into a web browser, and away you go. It's also really inexpensive, which I think is awesome. You can manage up to 3 devices for free, and you don't have to pay for an account. So it's just like totally free. And any device after that that you want to keep track of and manage costs $2 per device per month. So you could keep track of an iPhone, a couple iPads, and a couple Macs for less than it costs for a Starbucks drink for one day. And I base all of my monetary expenses on how much it costs for a Starbucks drink.
So, well, yeah, duh.
Yeah. So I'm an expert. I know what I'm talking about. All right. So what you need to do is go check this out, because this is really cool, and I really like the service. I say that as someone that's been using it for a while. Go to their website, bushel.com/TDO. Sign up for your free account and try it out. Pop your iPhone in there, pop your iPad in there, pop your Mac in there, and just play around with it. And I'm certain you're going to find that it's just as useful as I have found it to be. So Bushel, thank you for being our sponsor today. Check out their website, bushel.com/TDO. Okay, so the reason I wanted both of you here today is because there's this whole kerfuffle that started last night about iTunes and music download purchases. And a report came out that said that Apple was planning on phasing out download purchases over the next couple years, or over the next 4 years, or over the next several years. It's all in the same report. And this is information that's coming from insider sources that are familiar with Apple's plans. And so people just kind of really freaked out. And then a while later, Apple issued a statement saying, yeah, no, that's not happening. And my initial response was, well, of course it's not happening. There's a lot of money in music sales. So why would Apple be leaving that market? But Brian, you're like, well, of course they're going to do this.
Well, it does seem pretty obvious. It's also just a terrible, it's a terrible story to make up out of whole cloth. I would assume there's some fire behind the smoke, but there are a number of factors that I think make this make a lot of sense. One is that music download sales are precipitously declining. Another is that Apple has a long history of throwing the old out in favor of the new. And I look at music downloads in the same way that floppy drives or CDs or DVDs. I mean, Apple was very quick to jettison those old forms of media in favor of new forms of media. And I think we have the same thing happening here with music downloads. And then you've got the fact that Apple rolled them out as two separate properties in the first place. Why do that if you're intending to keep downloads around? Because Apple could have integrated Apple Music, what we think of as Apple Music today, with the iTunes Store, in my opinion, relatively easily. You know, you could have the streaming and the downloads existing side by side, but instead, Apple is maintaining them in two separate properties, and that actually doesn't make sense unless Apple is wanting to ditch it. So put it all together, and I think there's fire behind the smoke.
Dave, I think I agree with you, Brian, in the end, but let me play devil's advocate a little bit, because maybe there's not fire behind the smoke, right? There's Apple Music as we know it today was built from what I understand to be the ashes of Beats. There's still some Beats like stuff there, but they had to rebuild the infrastructure. So it's not that they just took Beats, put Apple Music's name on it, and kept going. And there was a period of time where you could not use either, right? Apple Music wasn't ready. And it's because Beats had, like a fraction of the customers that Apple expected to have, and the Beats infrastructure wouldn't have held up. But it did start life that way. And so from an engineering versus time standpoint, the idea of, well, let's integrate this thing that we just acquired into this thing that's already become this huge monolith, that might take a lot of time, because we know when we start peeking inside of iTunes and this, not just the iTunes client, but the iTunes store and all of that, there's going to be a lot we want to rip apart. So, we got a couple of months to get Apple Music out. So let's just go with that. Now,
they had more than a couple of months, but I actually readily concede what everything you just said. It makes a lot of sense.
Sure. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're right about more than a couple of months. But yes. But here's the thing. What if? So that explains why they would be separate currently. But we know that Apple wants to make some changes to iTunes. We know people want Apple to make changes to iTunes, and we think that Apple wants to make those changes too. So, or at least some people at Apple. So, what if what we're hearing here isn't just people saying iTunes, the store, is going to die with nothing to replace it? What if we're hearing is the reverse of that, right? Instead of, why didn't Apple add Apple Music to the existing iTunes infrastructure? It's the reverse. Why wouldn't they just port that over to Apple Music, which is this new, far more robust infrastructure, and add song purchase ability alongside all the songs that they have the ability to stream, right? Why wouldn't, if you were going to merge the two together, it seems to me it would make far more sense to do the latter. And that would wind up with the iTunes download store being killed off without this functionality necessarily going away.
But fascinating thoughts, as always, Dave.
Thank you.
But the report isn't that the iTunes store is going to go away. The report is that music downloads are going to go away.
No, I get that. But, these reports, this doesn't feel like a controlled leak to me.
Agreed.
So
I agree.
So we have to, we have to, if not completely put on our tinfoil hats, at least kind of try and unfilter this, right? So this information trickles to this digitalmusicnews.com website, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's I feel like it's possible the operator game was played here. And so how much, I don't think it's like the people making this decision having their direct report call Digital Music News and leak this. I think this is somebody that overheard and okay, I want to tell these people that, I don't know. It feels more like the operator game than a controlled leak.
That may or may not be. I am not going to subscribe to that readily, but I think if you step back and look at some of the bigger picture,
I think I'm just trying to cast reasonable doubt. That's all. No.
As one does.
That's right. Which I think I've done. Case closed. No. Keep going.
I think if you step back a bit, that the chances are that Apple would have loved to kill downloads in favor of streaming, like ripping a Band-Aid off, except for the fact that Apple has been very concerned with the health of the music industry as a whole. I mean, it's pretty clear. And this is a guy who doesn't love streaming. It's pretty clear that streaming is the future.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm actually with you on that. And like you, was late to the streaming party in the grand scheme of things. Perhaps I was there before you, but still late. You know, in history, yeah, we'll see us as being late.
Yeah. Later. Yeah.
But almost inconsequentially so.
Yes.
So, yeah. So the thing is, I agree with you. Streaming is where it's at. But where streaming is at is not where it will have to be. Okay.
And yes, agreed.
I think
2 years, man, 2 years to 4 years. The source on this was saying that multiple timeframes are being looked at by Apple. Two years seems to be the most aggressive, but man, a lot can change in just 2 years, let alone four.
Yeah. But I don't think Apple would cancel. If I had to, again, just sort of dissect and sort of interpret, assuming that all this information started out as true and then got here, you know, I'm just trying to dissect this. I feel like 2 years is the most aggressive time frame for us to even begin to think that streaming is where it needs to be. And I'm mostly referring to price, because most of the technological sort of hurdles have been overcome. There's a discovery problem with streaming, but Apple's actually doing well at solving that.
There's a discovery problem with the downloads too.
Yeah, right. Yes. Right.
There's a discovery problem with all online purchases, but go ahead.
There's a discovery problem with every piece of information you can get now, because there's too much information you can get. Right. So, but I feel like Apple's not doing a terrible job with discovery. They need to do a little better. But the pricing, I think, is the big thing, right? We need to get down. And I've talked about this before. The industry knows behind closed doors that the right price per month per person is somewhere in the $3 to $6 a person range.
And how interesting that that's now student pricing for Apple Music.
Mm-hmm. It's also family pricing. And Apple was the first one to truly get the industry to let them do family pricing. Not even Spotify, which is owned by, quote unquote, the industry, could do family pricing the right way. Apple was the one that did it. And I think it's because Spotify is owned by the industry. They didn't want to be first, right? So, but it's the same thing. It's $15 a month. And, you know, as soon as you have three people in there, well, now you're at five. And mm-hmm. I'll let you continue to do the math. You can have up to six. So, hey, look where those numbers fall. That's interesting. You know, it's $7 a month or $7.50 a month for two people. And it goes down from there. Huh. That fits right into, you know, what we've been hearing the industry sort of chattering about. So I feel like in 2 years, will we have real clarity, like, streaming amongst all streaming services and amongst all users of streaming services, both current and potential future, about what the price should be? Because $10 a month is way too much. You give it to students for the price you're giving it to them. What is student pricing now? I don't have it right in front of me. Is it $3.99? $4.99?
$4.99, I believe.
$4.99, right. I think student pricing eventually will go down. I think per person pricing will be $4.99 and student pricing will go down. But right now you give it student pricing, $4.99. Hey, guess what? You know what? you can go ahead and keep that student pricing, even though you're not a student. We're not going to enforce that change, right? And then it just sort of becomes this thing, because Apple knows they're smart. Target the young people. They're the ones that eventually grow into old people, by and large.
By and large.
Yeah, it's just sort of how it works. You know, we don't need to change the minds of all the old people. We just need to change enough of them. And then the rest of you will just sort of fill in the gaps. And like you always do. And so I really think that this is where, that, you know, once we get the pricing in 2 years, then maybe it starts to make sense to phase out the concept of downloads, to phase out the concept of needing to put, you know, online purchase agreements into the deals that people make, and really work on the whole concept of you know, making sure streaming, because not everything out there is has the rights to be streamed, even though it has the rights to be purchased. So I don't think it all goes away in 2 years. I think 2 years is yet another milestone in this. But 10 years from now, possibly even five, I can see it.
I bet four on the outside.
Yeah, it's right. Yeah. I don't see that, but I don't see iTunes downloads, purchasable downloads, being gone in 2 years.
Two years would certainly be aggressive. I don't put it out of the realm of possibility. But the report there was a range of times that Apple was looking at. Two years was merely the most aggressive of them.
Yeah. So this conversation having happened inside of Apple a year ago. Okay, no great surprise, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, and somebody leaked, you know, the fact that it's coming up again. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. But I don't see. I guess what I don't see is the why, right? Why, if you have the rights to sell something, and you already have an infrastructure to do it, and you have a client base to whom you are selling. Why would you, like, what's the reason to stop doing that? Maybe there's a good reason, but what I don't get.
Why stop doing floppy drives? Why stop supporting CDs? I mean, God, CDs and DVDs in particular, Apple was way on the bleeding edge of cutting support for those. Way on the bleeding edge. And why maintain the two different infrastructures?
Didn't they still distribute software on CDs to those people that owned machines with them?
Mm-hmm. For a while.
And then they switched over to the little thumb drives for OS X in some cases, and now it's just
downloads. But I'm thinking of, like, playing CDs and playing DVDs and playing, you know, Apple never bothered supporting Blu-ray or any other form of HD video on physical media. My point is that I'm not sure that Apple needs a reason to cancel downloads other than embracing the future.
Yeah. Well, that's the only reason I've heard so far.
Why stop making the iPod mini?
Well, because you have other things that fit that need.
The best-selling iPod of all time.
You know, why bring back the iPhone SE size?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, if people want it, Apple's going to sell it to them. That's what they've telegraphed very recently.
Oh, so Steve Jobs' legacy is truly dead. Yeah, it's interesting. Exactly. One of the things that was quoted as this source at Digital Music News was saying that if Steve were alive, he would have killed it already.
But he's not alive and does not work at Apple anymore.
It's true.
That's true. Hey, we're out of time. So we need to wrap up, even though I'm really enjoying this conversation. Brian, thank you.
I'm not sure I agree with that assertion, by the way, just for the record. I got to get that out.
That the show's over for today?
No, that Steve would have already killed it. I'm not sure that I agree with that
assertion. I don't agree with that at all.
He was just as interested in saving the music industry as the folks that are still there.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir.
Nope, that's all right. We'll wrap up now. Brian, thank you so much for being here.
Ah, man, good to be here.
And Dave, thank you for being here as well.
My pleasure.
And Bushel, thank you for being our sponsor. Listeners, head over to their website, bushel.com/TDO. Sign up for your free account. It has made my life so much easier, and I would love it for it to make your lives easier too. So check it out, bushel.com/TDO. Thanks for being here. We'll see you again tomorrow.